Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
And you're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same.
All the same.
You wanna be where everybody knows cocaine. Your name.
I mean,
And we're live with Jester's Radio. My name is Dust. What's my name?
What is my name? You know what?
Maybe it's on your phone.
I said my name wrong, guys.
Let me check my about me info on my cellular device.
And we're live with Jester's Radio. My name is Dustin. This is Macho and Bob. Joining me today is Macho and Bob. Hi, Macho and Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. Hello. Today we have plenty to talk about. It is January 16th, 1957, the year of our Lord.
Yes.
Big things happen. Right. Big happenings.
Big happenings.
Have you guys heard the news?
Big happenings.
Ah, I hate the way I say it.
Don't you know?
Sometimes the monster was inside us all along.
In the showers.
No.
Rude.
I decided that now that we're back to doing the shows.
Today we all tried Gary Sayers.
Now we do good jobs. My
name is Slippery Nipples.
I can't do it. Can someone else host?
Oh yeah.
No.
Please.
Just please.
I don't even know how to do it right now. I just want to kind of go for the ride this time.
He just wants to go for the ride.
Oh, you said you had stuff you wanted to talk about.
No, I did. I lied. Here, let's do it. Let's start one more time. But this time, at the beginning, someone else starts talking. Ready? You wanna be where you can see. Troubles are all the same, so similar. You wanna be la da 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 da. Knows your name.
And we're live with Dustin and Bob the Macho.
Hi.
There you go. I hosted for you.
That's not.
You did good.
Did you see how you didn't start something?
No, though? But it was good.
You
though.
Didn't go right into. You did a bad job.
But it was.
You didn't go right into a topic. You didn't say okay to me.
I can't do this. Hate my life. Kill myself.
All right, we'll try one more time. This time Bob starts.
No.
Vincent Chills all say. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Yes, knows you. They all wanna know you.
And we're live with Jester's Radio.
Yeah.
Who's here with me?
I'm Dustin.
I'm Macho.
All right, this sucks. I'm leaving.
I'm fucking sorry. All
right, we're going to start one more time. No,
we're
I want to
keep doing it until we get it right.
Yeah, we're going to get this right. I have a mission for this show. Me and Macho actually talked about this. This is the end goal. Mm-hmm. The end goal of this show, our series finale.
It's ending?
Of season 10.
Of season 10.
It's coming up.
Season
this
10.
This is how we end it.
Already?
Yes.
Damn.
No, we're in season like 1.5. But by the end of the season 10, we're going to have Macho on The View.
Ah, good.
Excellent.
A regular co-host.
Like just a normal person?
No, you're just going to be there. I don't care if it's just for a second, but we have to get you in.
But I have to be like camera time.
We could do it sooner than 10 seasons from now. You have to talk to someone on The View.
Oh, so actually,
one of them ladies
somebody.
on the show.
Do I have to have clothes?
I think in order to get you in, maybe yes at first.
If you got an interview while nude, that would be ridiculous.
That would be the best.
I would try. I would definitely try though.
I want you to like. They're talking to you, asking you questions about because you have to be either promoting something or you did something. I think. That's all.
Well, I mean, technically, I would be promoting something, right? Like.
No, I don't want my name in this at all. No. This isn't something for me. But anyway, so they're talking to you, and as they're talking to you, I want you to just slowly start taking clothes off. I don't want it to be obvious. I want it to be like your cufflink comes off as they're asking you a question, and you're like, yeah, actually, it's funny you asked that. My name's Macho, and this is awesome stuff I do. And then all of a sudden, like, your tie comes off. But in like 4 minutes, you're butt-ass naked.
Like within 5 minutes, I would have to be ass naked, standing there just having a nice conversation for no reason.
I just don't know how we're going to get you in.
I mean, I would love it. I would be all for it, too.
Any ideas?
I can't see this happening.
What? Whatever. Did you see?
I would like to be like all up in like body paint. Yeah. And, like have just his radio.
Blue Man Macho.
That'll be great.
This shit's been around since 1997. The View has been around for 20 years.
Yeah. Man,
1997.
And 2017 is the year we destroy it.
I still haven't figured out what they're doing.
We destroy it.
They're going to view Macho's ass live on camera. I don't know if it's live, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, live would be awesome.
Yes, it would. I got... What the fuck just happened? Here it is.
I don't know. What'd you do? You got a virus on that too?
No, I was doing some research on The View. And
he was not.
Yes, I was.
I actually was.
I figure if we can't get you on as a guest, like, oh, tonight joining us is Macho, we have to get you in the show somehow. Like, you have to be there when it's filming. So I found their ticket calendar. Their upcoming guests, they're going to have Chance the Rapper, Vanessa Williams, Star Jones is going to be on there.
Star Jones.
It doesn't matter which one of those you destroy, but there is an FAQ on how you should be an audience member.
Huh.
It says, what should I wear? Dress your best in solid, bright colors. Our dress code is upscale, casual, vibrant, bright colors, as if you were going to a nice dinner. A chic dress, dressy pants, or trendy and fashionable outfits are suggested. As a member of the audience, you must be prepared to be on camera. We reserve the right to deny entry to anyone dressed inappropriately. Boom. That's our first tip. We know for sure you have to dress nice.
Yeah. You have to at least dress up somehow. Yeah.
That's fucking tip number one.
Definitely.
That's how we go.
That's how it goes. See?
Bright right colors. There, perfect. You know what I mean, like rainbow colors?
I for real, I want to walk in there looking like a traffic cone.
Yeah, you will get denied. They'll deny access.
But it says bright, vibrant, fucking classy colors. I mean,
I don't want us to.
I swear to God, I'll go in there with like fucking that bright neon orange and like metallic fucking silver stripes.
Just like a fucking. Oh, thank you, Windows Defender. Thank you. I'm sure you're not a thing.
100%. Thank you.
How? For sure. For letting me know that Windows Defender antivirus did not find any threats. Thank you.
Even though you are the virus.
It wanted to tell me it didn't find anything.
Thank you. It didn't find shit.
I'm a thing doing nothing. Good.
I also didn't find nothing.
Hey, check back with us in 15 minutes, please.
Thank you, Trump.
This answers one question right here. Where does the show tape? All audience members must check in at ABC
Television. I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. That's some information we need to know. Yeah. In case we just have to really
just wandering around the country.
Somebody just random distract doors. The guard. I'll just walk in.
Yeah. We might just storm the motherfucker. All right.
Come through the back.
Yeah.
VIP. I am VIP today.
ABC Television Studios, 57 West 66th Street, New York, New York.
Oh, good. We're going home.
Yeah. I'm coming home. Oh, I hope they play it. No, because then they would know you were going to be a guest if they played music for you.
All right.
I mean...
I want somebody to like just like all right, just hold so up a boombox.
Talking about getting in as an audience,
you know what I'm saying? Like some super flaming gay dude.
Get an interview that way.
He's in the door.
Okay.
So he jumps on stage.
He's in the crowd. You're wearing a bright yellow shirt.
Yeah.
It's orange. As
just
a matter of fact.
No.
Well, it's a yellow shirt and orange pants.
No.
You have to dress like the people.
Bright, it was traffic cone.
Vibrant.
Just dress like an ITT Tech commercial guy. It really helped my career, and I wasn't going anywhere before ITT Tech. The shit they're wearing, like the blue button up.
I would definitely do it, and just casually just walk up there. Not even just run or anything. Shit. Just like I'm going to the bathroom type walk.
Yeah.
All audience members are required to be screened prior to entering the studio. Please refrain from bringing additional belongings. No weapons of any kind, including pockets, Swiss, army knives, or a mace.
A mace?
Hold on, I must have read that wrong. Yeah, or mace.
Okay.
Are permitted, okay.
A mace.
Because this is like their shit. There's no way I said or a mace.
That's a giant spike club.
Right? It's just like, hold on, wait a second.
Please bring no pocket knives or morning stars.
Yeah. No firearms. No firearms or tanks.
We need to get
tanks.
To, like, know somebody in the crowd or some shit. Like, I just get to go to a centralized point on the fucking... Just right on the stage.
Oh shit!
I just dump a bottle of water.
Yeah, no, it needs to be amazing. I want you to do Kane's entrance. I want you to bring your arms down and all four of them fucking catty bitches to shoot flames out the top of their head. Oh, The View is a live show and taping takes 60 minutes. However, on occasion, there are additional pre-tapes following the live show, which may take... Okay, whatever. So, but it is live. 60 minutes of it is live.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it's live for that tape, though, right? I mean, like... I feel like I could be edited out.
No, you can't!
Did you say there were additional pre-tapes after the show?
Yeah.
What is a pre-tape after the show?
I don't know. That just all seemed wrong to me. Well, I had a fucked up morning, dude.
Pre-taping be before?
Yeah, I woke up this morning. I ate tomorrow night's leftovers for breakfast this morning. So shit happens sometimes, yeah.
Well,
what?
I ate tomorrow night's leftovers for breakfast.
It's probably because it was raw. I didn't even cook yet.
Yeah.
It was stale. It had been left out the next day.
It was definitely stale as fuck.
Food and drinks are not permitted.
So you want me to sit there for like 3 hours, 4 hours?
Being
pre-taped after the show.
It says, depending on when audience members arrive, you could wait 1 to 2 hours prior to be seating. Please note that the majority of the wait time is outdoors, so you should dress accordingly. They make you wait outside.
Who the fuck's gonna want to wait outside?
You, motherfucker, to get you on. You're gonna have to be down with this all
That's
or nothing.
A long time, though.
Yeah, 2 hours outside. Bring a fidget spinner. There's giveaways. It says on occasion there may be giveaway items. However, no such giveaways are guaranteed. In the event that the giveaways are over $75 in value, residents of foreign countries are not eligible. If giveaways exceed $600,
wait a second. Yeah. That was one of the racist, fucking racist thing I've heard in a long time.
Over $75, residents from foreign countries are not eligible. So fucking Guadeloupe that comes in, if it's $80, no, sorry. Everybody gets one but you, darky!
Go away, brown person!
Says,
don't rob me!
If giveaways exceed $600, audience members will be responsible for any income tax ramifications. Yeah, your tax.
Okay. So, pretty much, they take
That's exactly why poor countries aren't allowed.
Whoa, man! They didn't say poor, they said foreign.
Because they're not, because they can't be taxed.
What are you trying to say? I feel like that's bullshit. Yeah, no,
that's not why. It's racism.
No, it's definitely racism. Yeah.
It's racism.
It all leads back to racism.
Oh, well.
Okay. Yep. Fuck you, doggy.
So how are we getting him on? I mean, I don't want to just sneak you in. Guest.
I don't see. My guest.
When did guests ever get interviewed?
Yeah, I'm saying, what is a guest interview exactly?
I don't know. I haven't watched the show. Have you?
No.
I think we need to watch the show.
I think we need to watch the show.
What if this is all just me wanting to get you guys to watch a view with me later?
No. Apparently, I'm just dropping little pebbles in water.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Excellent. Why the view of all shows?
Yeah, okay, well, do you guys want to go to a different show?
My show fit on Springer better.
Springer? That does not a show anymore, though.
Yeah.
That'd be reasonable here. Ellen?
Ellen.
You want to go on Ellen? Well, it's too fucking bad because you're going on The View.
No, I don't want to go on
The View. This ain't a debate.
This is some bullshit. Does it have to be The View?
Why wouldn't it be The View?
This is some bullshit.
People watch The View.
I prefer...
Women, moms. We need the moms. Once we get the moms, then we get the moms, then we get the power of the moms, respect.
Then we get the money, then we get the power.
Yeah. All moms, all day.
All day, every day.
You're going to tell me our focus audience isn't going to be moms?
Yeah, probably not.
Mamas.
I mean, I honestly can't say yes.
You guys are lame.
I thought maybe like...
You guys don't understand moms.
Like maybe somebody more of our general area in age range.
From where we're from?
You know, what are you trying to say, you people?
from our area?
Oh, we ain't good enough now?
Just this area?
Just this area.
We should spread out to other areas.
I like other
areas. Are we rambling? Are we still talking? I can't look at my phone, apparently, because you guys say areas 15 times if I look away. I'm like, good, they're talking. It gives me a No, they're not talking. They're saying areas over and over. Jesus Christ.
Just my areas.
I'm leaving that in just for you guys. But yeah, that was my idea, getting us on The View. Macho, you have to be on The View.
I still don't understand why The View.
I'm getting Bob on Stern.
You're going to take this dude.
Probably not.
It's so much easier. I just got to make you look homeless, do something funny in front of the studio.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not Stern.
I'll give you $1,000 you put this hot
dog. Bonus dog! No, I mean, that seems like the only way I can think of to get us the publicity we need.
Yeah.
To get what we need.
We need to get out there. Jester's Radio needs to be a household name.
Like, it needs to be in every household worldwide?
Eat it. All day.
So, talking about fidget spinners.
What?
Everybody has flawless. A fucking fidget spinner.
Nice segue.
Shameless segue.
I like your segue, though.
20 minutes ago.
But, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
What the fuck is the point of fidget spinner?
That's what you wanted to say. Oh, speaking of airline foods, what is up with airline food? They're awesome. They're the best thing ever. Someone made a fidget spinner in a room. They're like, look, I made this. It spins. And the whole world lost their fucking minds.
The whole world went
minds.
Fucking insane. Hey, Jesus Christ.
Look what pairings can do.
Yeah. They made a yo-yo with no string.
Yeah.
It's a yo-yo with no string. You just... do it in
it
your head.
It spins forever. I don't fucking get it. It doesn't make sense to me. I know that I sit there and I watch the kids, and the kids are just like spinning. And they're just looking at it and just spinning.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking mesmerizing.
Just like, they just stare at it and then they fucking spin it. And then I catch myself at some point later on during the day finding their fucking fidget spinner, and then I'm walking around the house with a fucking fidget spinner, and my hand's like,
yeah.
I bet you right now, if you look on YouTube, there's somebody on there trying to see how long they can spin it without stopping.
There's, oh my god, there's a bunch of spin tricks. Like, there's fidget spinner tricks.
I saw somebody
videos.
Sitting there with a book in one hand and a spinner in their other hand, videotaping themselves live, and they said it was going on 2 days.
That's a bullshit
yeah,
line.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
Like, he's not spinning it every once in a
while. He definitely
all.
Did some
yeah,
other
yeah,
shit.
He keep, no, he's keep, oh, okay. He keeps spinning it. I guess he's trying to keep, see how long he can keep go, make it spin. Like,
when does he sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
He's,
not, he's
been reading the
yet.
Same book for 2 days. That motherfucker don't know how to read.
Maybe he has multiples.
Hey!
Yeah. That's insane. That's the worst.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But there's, nothing,
like
there's nothing on the video. He's not doing anything. He's sitting still, quiet, reading a book, spinning a spinner. And it was going like 2 days
like,
long.
There was no commentary whatsoever. Like it was.
No, people were commenting, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah, exactly what I would have been saying, too.
What are you guys watching YouTube on that has comments?
YouTube what? Always has comments.
Yeah.
I can never see the comments on my
It's
Xbox.
Like always underneath the video.
Yeah. If you scroll down, you'll see, like, recommended videos. And if you keep going below past that, it goes to comments.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Can you leave comments in the Xbox?
Yeah. I haven't tried. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the kids done it. Hey, they've been doing some shit. I walk in and it's like, my flow rocked like an earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. While Kyra's sitting there playing, like, 7 Days to Die or some shit, she got Pandora playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ben could do that. I used to listen to podcasts when I was playing Halo.
She's all dancing with the controller and shit. It's fucking hilarious. I still don't get the fucking point, though. Like, especially, like, the cube, the little cube thing, and it's just a little clicky shit. It just, like, clicks forever. Everything, yeah. And it just clicks. And
Bob
I
had
feel
a,
like there's a certain point where you're just like, wait a second. What
Bob
am I
had
doing?
A clicker when he was a valet. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I still got it.
You got... big jackass. Eh. He's got a fidget game. No, he had like his gold spinner that had three, like a three number slot, like a padlock combination shit. And every time you clicked the clicker, a number popped up. And you were supposed to be counting the cars that come in. That thing was so fucking addicting. I just had to watch the numbers go. So I get the idea.
Reset it.
The guys who invented that fidget cube got fucked.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a like a startup, like a GoFundMe type thing. They were advertising that invention. They're like, this is going to help kids with ADHD. It helps you, you know, thinking tool or whatever, just like a desk thing. And they raised a bunch of money, and then they didn't patent it, and then a bunch of companies started making the cubes by the time they hit their goal.
Nice.
So all the cubes you see are like all these other companies making them before the guys who invented them could ever actually start producing them.
Damn.
That sucks.
Did they not patent it or something?
I think that's what happened. They didn't patent it.
No, they didn't patent it. They didn't say this is.
That's
my
what happened with that
trademark.
That Life Alert thing too.
Life Alert did
yeah,
the same
thing. There was some college student that invented that. They started producing it and selling them, and he never patented it. And another company started selling them, and ran him out of business.
That's so fucked up.
Yep.
Patents are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You ever actually looked into like patent sites and patent office shit?
Nah, I mean I know they do that. What do they send that packet to you shit? Where it's like you're an inventor now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, you actually have to submit the patent to the government patent office.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the remember the patent trolls that were attacking podcasting I was telling you about?
Yeah.
They went, after podcasting was a thing, they went and made a patent for distributing audio in a series, pretty much podcast feed. They patented after it was a thing. And then they went and started suing podcasts. They sued Samsung.
Oh, yeah.
They sued iTunes. And won. and then went to sue the Adam Carolla show, and he beat him. He actually fought it. He didn't settle, so they made them pay the court costs, and they weren't a company anymore. They couldn't afford anything.
Yeah.
But they made mad money. Just this is our idea now.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's some fucked up patent. The very first.
Saying, this is mine.
There's a patent. It's called the patent trolling application. Somebody actually patented patent trolling.
Nice.
What? The application by a Halliburton patent attorney seeks a patent for patent acquisition and assertion by a non-inventor, first party against a second party. Basically, the idea of suing someone after you patented what they're already doing. They patent that idea.
Nice.
I don't feel like that's something that was...
So you can't sue somebody for that because somebody else patented the idea of doing that.
Right? That's twisted.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Like, they really did do some shit, huh?
There's a patent for animal toy.
Just animal
the toy. Idea of an animal toy is patented. Somebody owns that.
Any animal toy ever invented, they get
paid. So that means that person gets a percentage? Is that how that works?
Yeah. No, they can just sue. They can just sue you. They can't get, like, a percentage unless you work a deal out with them in the beginning, but
yeah.
They can just sue you for doing it. Like, if it's not a patent already, someone can go in there and patent the idea of advertising things through TV. Which I'm sure that's already patented. But someone could do that right now and then sue anybody that has a commercial.
Yeah. Well, that's fucking stupid.
I may be wrong. I may be talking out of my ass. But that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I'm saying. I feel like you can't do shit now without actually having to watch over your shoulder.
Some YouTuber got in all kinds of shit. He got in trouble. He was like everybody liked him. And he went on YouTube and actually, I guess he patented the idea of reaction videos.
Yeah.
Anybody who does a reaction video now has to pay him money. Because he does reaction videos. And then he got all kinds of shit. Everybody started like boycotting his videos. And he actually did away with it. He didn't do it. But yeah.
Wow.
The reaction videos are mine now.
I own these.
Which reaction videos are retarded. Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're fucking stupid.
The fact that that's a thing is stupid. Watch me watch something. And watch my face while I watch this.
Yeah.
What if you... Oh, I want to make a reaction video. I'm sure that's been done already, right? Just watch a reaction video and react to it on camera. Yeah. Sitting there with headphones on, just... Oh, damn, she didn't. Oh, he went there. That's what they do.
Look behind you.
We should do that. We need to react to a reaction video.
Fucking YouTube.
Fuck, I should have had that. I gotta write that down because I should have had that ready to go right now so we could do it.
Just anything else.
Record us watching someone record something else.
Wow.
The thing, like, you can really find anything.
Us watching somebody watching a movie.
Yeah. People are putting their home movies on YouTube. Like, literally, I'm going to fucking Dollywood today. Like,
yeah.
That's a family event. What the fuck? I'm gonna put it on YouTube though. This way, you know how many people are in my household, and you know where I live.
Fuck
at,
me.
I videotaped my address, so you can come see me here.
It's a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah. I just typed in reaction.
Wow.
It's a thing. Reacting to the reactor's reaction of the reactions.
What the fuck, dude? Jesus Christ, people are dumb.
Now wait a minute. It was a great idea a minute ago.
I know. Now that they do it.
God damn it, someone did it, idiot.
Yeah, I hate that. It's a stupid idea. It was a dumb idea when I thought of it.
Yeah.
At least I never would have put it in practice.
At least I would have did it.
Until your internet search.
Ow!
Jesus!
God damn!
Did you just bash your head against my table?
It was more like my dick.
I'm kicking my ass.
Do you mind? So chocolate cake, huh?
What?
Yes. Speaking of chocolate cake... That's how we do it now. You need to do that every time now. Remember what the fuck you're bringing up? I don't care if you could have easily segued.
Chocolate cake. I feel like I've come up with this thing where it's just like, you know, people just talk and we had a conversation and I just throw a random thing up.
You should patent it.
You call it randomness.
Yeah.
Injecting random words into conversations.
Bob, let's set him up. Bob, you know I had a really cool chocolate cake
Truffles.
Today.
Yeah. With sausages?
Truffles.
No, just chocolate cake.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Donald Trump.
You suck at this! You could have easily said, oh, speaking of chocolate cake, and kept the bit alive, but no.
I said truffles.
Why are you talking about truffles?
I said truffles instead.
What the fuck are you talking about truffles?
See?
Listen to my perfect for this next topic. That's why he can't do the segue.
What the hell is a trumple?
The fuck did you just say? He's making stuff up. He's saying
I thought I heard truffle and Trump at the same time.
I hate my life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Speaking of jet planes, yeah, he got rid of the whole... Chocolate cake wasn't actually a topic he had. Yeah. He just deleted it the moment I said something. Damn it!
I was so hoping he was going to prove you wrong.
Nope, he really didn't.
So truffles are the best goddamn thing on the planet.
Interesting.
Okay, what
you can't tell me you don't like no fucking truffles?
What are truffles?
You don't understand. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why don't I talk to people who don't know? You don't like
truffles? It's those little fucking rodents like truffles on Star Trek, right?
What?
Those little furry things that chocolate cake, overwhelm though. The ship.
No, but there's a lot of chocolate cake on that.
Yeah?
What is a truffle?
You make chocolate cake with truffles?
I know pigs look for them. Is it a plant? A rock? Is it half a dog?
You don't know what a truffle is?
No, I do.
You do not know what a truffle is.
I totally do.
It's like chocolate cake.
I know it's like a root, but I never had one.
It's a root?
It is not a fucking root. Truffle is a candy.
No. Yes. Why do pigs... Are our pigs so good at smelling candy in the ground?
It's a fucking candy. You've never had a truffle? Jesus Christ. No, it's like chocolate cake, though.
I totally thought he was talking about the root.
There's two things named truffle.
Bob is making you believe me.
Bob's part of the fucking flat earth shit. Illuminati fucking.
I know what he's talking about now. But when he was saying it, I thought he was talking about the root.
You know, like those truffles.
So, Bob, did you bring anything today? Because I don't think we're ever going to hear about the fucking truffles ever. He's never going to talk about it. He's not going to read it. He just wants to say truffles 1,000 times. Areas.
Truffles.
Chocolate cake.
What about them? Are they in your pants? I mean, what?
Are they
what
rare?
Why are you so interested in my truffles?
Tell us about these fucking truffles, or I'm going to strangle you.
Because you said truffles 54,000 times.
God damn it.
See? See, I'm not telling you guys. Now you guys are violent and shit. I'm scared you're gonna take my truffles now.
Fuck them goddamn truffles.
Yeah, fuck that.
This is some bullshit.
Alright, it's time for something else totally different!
And now for a random commercial! Have you had hairy balls? I have hairy balls! Get yourself a nice blade from Hairy Balls R Us! Thank you!
Alright.
So, yeah, truffles are pretty sweet.
Those truffles, though. So, Bob. Look at those truffles, though. See?
You hear that?
See?
And no more. These are Daddy's corn pops.
Those are Daddy's truffles.
Daddy's bowl is too full.
I found Daddy's chocolate cake.
The problem with a cereal that tastes like popcorn, only sweeter, is that it disappears like popcorn, only faster.
Hey, Mommy, that's Daddy.
Are you sure?
Hi, girls.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
now let's all go make breakfast.
Kellogg's corn pops. It's hard to stop when it's...
All right.
And we're back with Jester's Radio. Sorry,
you know
we had to do
the ugliest fucking thing in the world?
Damn it. You're so good at this.
Is it a truffle?
That's a goblin shark.
Oh, what?
Oh, I've seen the goblin shark. That, they are ugly as shit.
Like, have you ever seen the penis snake?
No.
I swear to God.
Is this a trick?
I swear to God.
Is this a setup for me to look at your dick?
If I hear a zipper, I'm leaving.
I know exactly what's about to happen. All right, I'm going to close my eyes and open my mouth. Show me your penis, man.
I feel like this happened before.
Yeah.
Did you look it up? Did you find it?
No.
You
it's
did.
A penis. It's not a penis. I get it.
Look, Buzz, it's an alien.
Yeah, it's penis snake.
It's a real thing!
The good news is, a group of Brazilian engineers uncovered a nest of rare caecilians, which have eluded human observation since the 1990s. The bad news? They uncovered them while draining their habitat for industrial purposes.
Yeah.
Dubbed the penis snake, for reasons which should be obvious, these slick, wrinkly wangs are actually boneless aquatic amphibians that ingest oxygen through their porous skin.
That one's veiny as fuck.
That shit is so big, though!
You guys can't see this. That shit looks like you guys can see it.
It's
a viney-ass cock snake.
...exposed penis snakes from the water and forcing them to come over land.
When did this happen?
Dam, built across the Madeira River, has been particularly...
So about this penis snake.
Yeah.
I was, honestly, I was just going through things I've never seen before.
I was doing one of my Google penis shape things.
searches, you know. And,
I was searching for things that looked like penises.
Because I ain't gay. Like, hey, man, Google, I want to see something look like a penis, but it can't be a penis because I ain't gay.
Siri, show me penis snake.
Show me penis-like things.
So I was going through a list of, like, the 25 most weirdest or unknown things that we know or whatever.
Right.
And I was scrolling, I'm scrolling. I just seen it. I didn't even read it. I just seen it and instantly started laughing.
Siri.
Don't do that. You're going to make it self-conscious.
Siri.
Show me penis snake.
I thought Siri was a girl.
No, thank you, Siri. That'll be all. Yeah, Siri, I mean, my
you
Siri
got
is...
Sam locked in a box.
My Siri's an Australian
Put
man.
Siri on the phone.
And the guy said, I want to talk to Siri.
Oh, God.
What have you done with Siri?
Tell Siri to come home now.
I hate it. I got to put it back to the woman because that voice is not appealing at all.
Run around my best friend.
Because at night, Sylvia asked me some crazy off-the-wall question. And it'll be pitch black. We're going to bed. And I have no idea what the fuck she's talking about. So I'm like, hey, Siri, what is... And then we go, ding, yes. But now at night, it's like, hey, Siri,
yeah. What do you want?
Yeah, what's up?
Just in the
what's
darkness.
What's good, bro?
Yeah, I got you, dog.
I got you. What should we search?
Want me to take home? Yeah, you talking, tagging out, dog?
I got you, dog. Oh, let me get my Android.
Yeah. Let me get my giant-ass penis snake out for you, dog.
Let me show you this real quick.
She was asking what a big penis look like.
What? That chocolate cake, though. You bought these truffles before?
So you're sitting there eating these truffles that you love, and a giant penis snake jumps out.
So there I was. I was sitting eating my truffles and chocolate cake, looking up penis snakes. And it turns out this one penis snake...
It bites me.
It bites me. Okay, perfect. The end.
It bites me on my mouth.
I was eating my truffles while baking a chocolate cake. And decided a penis snake would look great on top.
Whoa, wait a minute. It sounds like Bob wants a penis cake. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. Get ready for a good time.
Soundboard.
We need a soundboard now. But, chocolate cake, though.
Yeah.
That shit is amazing.
Okay, well, tell us more about chocolate cake.
Yeah, you got some chocolate cake, and you got dark chocolate cake, right? And you got triple chocolate.
This motherfucker has nothing about chocolate cakes
German
or
chocolate,
truffles on that phone. Right? He's doing a bit. He thinks it's so funny to say random things, but it's not random. It's the same thing every time.
What are you talking about?
You're a liar.
I don't know what you're talking
You're a
about.
Fake person, and I'm going to uncover you.
See, I don't
I'm going to reach up at the top of your head, grab the zipper, pull it down,
that's
and you're a basket of rats.
That's not... Just bees.
I think you're bees. When you say shit like this, it makes me think you're
just
bees.
Just a fucking goo person, I swear to God.
He's just 14 kids in a man coat.
A whole colony of bees in a man suit.
Yeah. He's four hamsters in a trench coat.
Yeah.
When he talks like this.
They fall off the wheel every once in a while. You know. So.
Remember that time we were at the water cooler and your head fell off and you put it back on?
No.
You got it mixed up with the water bottle?
Yeah.
I was definitely trying to drink that, though. Jesus Christ.
Where?
No.
With all of us. Not in this room.
Yeah.
Not with all of us.
Sorry, bro. Damn.
Oh, he's just kind of up there glaring at us right now.
Not with us. Useless animals.
What?
What is the most useless animal?
I don't know.
Wait a second. Wait, did he tell us a thing about the 25 secrets?
What?
You're saying you're looking up a bunch of secrets, things we don't know?
Oh, well, 25 weirdest things people,
yeah,
most people don't know about.
That, and the dick snake was on it.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Sorry, go on.
I mean, there was definitely more.
Where was this one on the list?
I don't remember. I think it was
like... Was it like 25?
I think it was like numbered.
Not so weird. Or was it number one weirdest thing? Was
it... It definitely struck me as a 4.
Yeah. I rate that penis.
That's how you would rate it.
I mean, I've seen plenty, you know.
Oh, good show. 7.
But the most useless animal to me would probably be...
Is there a correct answer or are you just getting our opinion?
No, oh, I just want an opinion. All
right.
That's another fucking thing. I don't know. I was in an animal mood the other day, and I was just looking dumb shit up.
I didn't even get to say my useless animal. I think the most useless animal is a rhino.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard cow with no milk. That's all it is. Rhinos, I just put your ass on blast. You are hard cows with no milk.
With no, but I think...
Throwing shade at them rhinos.
Don't they...
Don't they have
udders, though?
I don't give a fuck. They're hard. They're hard, grimy udders. They spit out rock juice, rock milk. It's bullshit. What did I just say?
Oh, shit.
Puck rhinos.
What was that fucking TV show? It was a cartoon where the rhino shot fucking rocks out of his horn and shit. It was on Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah. It was the fucking... Yeah, okay.
Thundar the Barbarian.
Yes. All those shit were the same to me. I feel like He-Man, Thundar the Barbarian, Thundercats, they're all the same show.
All the same person.
I'm a fan of rhino horns.
Yeah.
Because it tells me a rhino died so I can have it.
All mine now. You know, I keep looking at... Whenever I look at the list or something like that, I see that the most useless creature to me is a fucking blobfish.
Oh, so you're just sitting there looking at a list of fish? Or creatures?
No, this is like kind of the same thing I was doing the other night.
So we're not all going to give our most useless animal? Okay.
I.
Cool, no. I share my deepest, darkest, useless animals with you guys, and you guys are too manly to share with me.
What about the sloth?
Oh, I like the sloth.
I would say
it does nothing.
I would say a sea cucumber.
It does absolutely. People can eat sea cucumbers.
Yeah, but it is pretty much a underwater pocket.
I feel like people can eat a sloth
too, I guess. But
it's just a slow moving underwater pocket pussy.
Oh, good. You speak from experience.
Hey, man, don't ask questions. You don't want answers to.
Yes, I'm judging.
Just saying, it was this one time in, like, the Congo.
Oh, is that, like, your form of band camp?
I said the Congo, not band camp.
Not the Congo line. That's my band camp.
Yeah.
There was no flutes. All trumpets.
All right. Okay. What? That makes sense. A trumpet. What? Yeah, the trumpet's just the music vagina, and the flute's just the music penis.
Perfect.
Yeah, they fit together. That's how recorders are born.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
That's, yeah.
Ding, ding. The more you know.
Learn shit on this podcast.
Right? Edumacated. There you go.
So are you going to go on The View and teach them how to make chocolate cake?
No, but I'm definitely thinking about that sea cucumber, though.
You can make a sea cucumber cake and use that to get on The View. Yeah. And poison all the
hateful bitches. That'll be your niche.
Thinking about underwater pocket pussies, how many times do you do it?
It's so good.
Oh,
what?
I mean, how many times is healthy to like masturbate in a day? I mean, what's like a normal number? Because
I'm pushing six a day right now.
Definitely pushing six.
You gotta stay strong. I mean, you don't do it.
You gotta limber up sometimes.
Yeah, you only get good at it.
I'm on number three right now.
The goal is to be able to get done in like 2 seconds.
Just boom, boom. That's it.
Yeah, that's you. Gotta keep at it till you get really good at it. But you just be like. What time is it? Oh, look up that clock.
And done.
Yeah. Hey, is that Jim Carrey? Where?
Nothing. Why is it all sticky? So it was
a rhinoceros.
It was definitely a fucking rhino.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was definitely a rhino.
What happened?
I'm talking about rhinos though. When it comes to that horn, it's supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
You know, they shave it down and eat it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's complete and total bullshit.
You tried it?
No, I mean, I'm not going to feel like I
you
haven't,
totally tried it.
Haven't
man,
tried it or anything.
I snorted the shit out that rhino horn.
It's.
I just put it all in my butt. And I didn't want to have no more sex. Bullshit. I put all the rhino horn in my butt.
It was good.
Your stupid butt. Stupid horn butt.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. You're a monster. You're someone's dad. Horn butt.
You fucking horn butt.
Put a fucking horn butt in his ass.
Alright, you got anything else? Besides truffle cake.
I got truffles.
Yeah. Put them on top of the cake as a garnish.
Yeah, you take them truffles and go fuck yourself.
I'm about to go fuck these truffles.
Underwater with my sea cucumbers.
So I went ahead and I found a couple would you rathers, and I was just wanting to see if you guys wanted.
Hey, man, I was doing that.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I only got one. I'll do mine first.
Oh.
Okay. Would you rather see all of the men in the world naked or...
Eat chocolate.
Listen to Macho talk about truffles and chocolate cake for another 40 fucking minutes.
I vote for chocolate cake. Yeah.
I'll take the dicks.
Yeah.
Soundboard.
You're fucking gay.
I don't have any would you rathers.
Oh.
Well, how are you going to say you now?
That was me trying to tell Bob to do would you rathers without saying it on the radio.
Let's see. What do I got here?
Chuckle butter.
Let me. I gotta pull it up. Hang on.
Jesus Christ! What do you feed that thing? Fucking tree limb? Oh God! Oh God! It's moving.
Did it just tentacle
it's
back
in your fly? Ew! It's bouncing on the table.
Stop doing that. All right, move it. It's coming towards
me. So fast. Oh, it moves. What?
What the fuck is that?
That tastes gay.
That's some weird shit.
Your shit tastes gay.
Your shit tastes gay as fuck.
Just leave it in there a minute. See if it's still gay.
All right. Huh. No, this shit is gay as fuck.
It's still gay shit.
Real good as fuck. Not funny.
That shit was funny.
I hate doing that shit with you guys.
You guys fucking suck. All the time. Every time you tell me to close my eyes, they say it's gonna be nothing.
Bob's like, can I please just read the would you rather? You gay fuck.
I was just waiting for you to put those things away. Alright, here's one. Would you rather have the ability to read someone else's mind or see into the future?
Ooh. Macho, is that a deep question?
Anyone's mind.
Wait, what?
Would you rather be able to read people's minds?
Rather hit the beat.
Or see into the future?
I like it.
No.
I think either one would be great.
I was trying to think of a way to cheat the system.
You could flip a coin and still come out on top.
I mean, I feel like if you can read somebody's mind, you can tell what's going to happen next.
Is this a one-time thing or a permanent power?
I say permanent.
Ooh.
So I think reading some, being able to read somebody's mind and not saying anything about it and know what their next move is.
No, I want to see the future.
You can predict the future anyways, right?
Oh, well, no. Right? I mean, no.
It depends. I mean, if that person's thinking about something they're going
to
do.
Yeah, because what if you... I mean, like, can you read a rhino's mind?
Imagine how fucking much of a bitch that would be, though, to hear that and just, like, have a whole bunch of different people thinking things at the same... No, I'm
fucking
insane.
And you get cocky, walk up on a rhino.
Oh, no, let's say you could focus on who you want to hear. You gotta like
Jack says zero on no.
Yeah, you gotta zero in on.
I don't like when people talk to me most of the time. I don't want to hear them talk to me without putting their mouth.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying though. You can zero in on them. You can pick
and choose. When you say like see the future.
It's not like you're walking through a supermarket and you hear 4,000 people talking to you.
Like is it that you know what's going to happen next or
you know the
whole information, like who's
doing
it, what's doing it.
You can see into the future at any point in time.
I feel like it would have to be like 10 seconds or something, or else it's not fair. You guys aren't playing fair with human laws.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta think about it, right? You know, like if I can see the future, that means I know what's going to happen and when it happened and how it
You would know
and where
when and where to find a chocolate cake.
Son
Jesus
of a bitch,
Christ.
I see the future. Future, 100%. Because I can't read a chocolate cake's mind.
I don't know where it's gonna be. But you know who...
If you're
reading people's minds, you might know who's going to make one next.
But it doesn't matter because I can see it in the future. I just want the chocolate cake.
Yeah, well.
I would not watch that show.
The quest for the truffle cake.
Cake thinker. Macho is cake thinker knower.
I know you're thinking about cake.
Come on,
I don't. So, what do you think? Future?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Future's the answer. The other shit's dumb.
Future's definitely the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that would be a good power, being able to, like, actually see or hear or whatever the fuck somebody's thoughts.
What if you could only hear into the future? That was the trick. Yeah. Then you hear a gunshot, like, and then you gotta solve your own murder. I just wrote a TV show.
Figure out who's getting shot.
Good.
You just hear what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a TV show.
That would be weird, though.
He has to solve his own murder because he heard it happen 10 years from now.
But you only heard it. You didn't see it.
The audio time traveler.
So you don't exactly know.
All right, here's another one.
Okay.
Would you rather travel 100 years into the future or 100 years into the past?
We did this one.
No, when?
Like 4 years
ago.
Was
it 100 years in the past?
Did we do this one?
I don't remember this one.
I would go 100 years. No, wait.
What?
What?
100 years in the future or the past?
100
I would
years
definitely go backwards.
Yeah. That fart just going, Mike? Nah, nobody heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
I was just going to have to cut out a fart or not. So apparently I don't have to cut out the fart. Cool.
Awesome. Great.
Let's just talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta cut out the part where I talked about the fart. That's it.
Oh, I guess that would be like a catch 22 for me, because I could go back in the past with a
laser.
Pretty big, with a lizard.
A lizard.
And look at my future dragon.
Some chocolate cake.
Show up with a fucking a skink. Fucking newt.
Naked fucking cat.
Yeah. We can make cats in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad's a cop.
See, I don't know, man. I would like to see the future and know what it would
That's
be.
That's not
like,
the question anymore. I mean, yeah.
I feel like I could be rich if I reverse time. If I had enough money from
100 years.
If I had enough money from this era.
Who said you could reverse time?
He said we could go back in time. Like
back
100 years
time.
Back in time, 100 years in the future.
Yeah.
Either one or the other.
See what I'm saying?
So you want
to
go
if
back?
If I was to take money from this era, 2017, and bring it back 100 years.
It would
years,
be counterfeit.
Yeah, it wouldn't be real money.
Yeah, that'd be fake shit.
Because you're going to be living in like...
you're going to take...
I feel like that'll be...
You're going to be living in what?
1917?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's where
with
the cash
money that
too,
says...
Because the motherfuckers were 100
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, you're right. You're probably in a tree
no, you'd
at
have
some
to
point
take,
in time.
You'd have to take, like, precious elements, like diamonds or gold or something.
So then we rob a bank.
But there was more of them back then you could have found than now.
You don't have to take anything with you. Just go back in time 100 years and invent the fucking fidget spinner and you'd be rich by now.
No, they'll kill you for that shit 100 years
they'll
ago.
They'll definitely kill
you.
Yeah,
you'd be killed.
They ain't patenting shit.
Rich.
Warlock!
I guess I would go to the future. Well, I mean,
oh,
fuck.
Now we're flip-flopping.
No, future's my choice for sure. Imagine the Xbox 2.
I feel like there is too yeah. many complications if I was to go in a pack.
You have
me,
to climb
me
into your
personally.
Xbox suit in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A VR suit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to my VR suit room. Bye.
Porn video.
Bye.
It wouldn't even be an Xbox anymore. It'd be an Xbox room.
Just
a whole bunch of monitors.
Go in, put on a suit, and you're just floating around the room.
The X cube.
The X cube. Yeah, I guess the future would be where it's at.
In the future, there's no controllers. It's just dildos. Like they're soft in your hand, but it controls the game.
I think I know Macho's answer.
Shitload of penis snakes.
Would you rather suffer from spontaneous shouting or unpredictable fainting spells?
Oh, I like it.
Just out of the blue.
I like it.
I was so due to fainting.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would
well,
go for
already,
shouting.
He already suffers from uncontrollable shouting spells.
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
be
I mean, fuck.
The
what,
fainting would be
how
new.
Awesome would it be to just fall, like, go into a store and just, like, trip and fall and faint? You know you're going to faint.
You don't know you're going to faint. That's
why
what he just
that
said.
Why would awesome going into a store?
That's a lawsuit.
That doesn't sound not great at all. You're going to sue them because you're fucking broken in the head? It's not going to stand up in court. Oh, it might.
I slipped on their stuff.
Hey, I never had that problem. And they're like, really? Because you just fainted just now? Yeah, it's been happening since I fell.
Ever since I came into the store.
Yeah.
See? I am epileptic ever since I walked in this store.
I could sue too, though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If I do the shouting thing, I walk into the store and I'm just like, hi, everybody, how's it going? And it, for some reason, I fall.
Both. Oh, you want both.
Yeah. No, I want both. I want to scream sleep.
Fall down unconscious while yelling.
What you doing? He's sleeping.
He's sleeping. Isn't it cute? Yeah, I feel like there could be so many different things I could do with that.
They're both super unuseful.
Yeah.
Doesn't make the body like any better
anywhere in life whatsoever.
No. All right. Would you rather wear clown makeup every day for a year or wear a tutu every day for a year?
Oh, that clown makeup's going on.
Yeah, clown makeup.
100%. And I'll live that shit too. I'll go straight in.
But it's going to be.
You put the put the clown makeup on and the tutu. I mean.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
Because I want mine to be like a goth clown, like the Crow. I want to be the Crow.
Yeah. What?
They all float down here.
Would you rather have a pig nose or a monkey face?
Monkey face.
You've already got a pig nose and a monkey face, Macho. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna pitch the zoo. I'm gonna go climb a fucking tree.
Monkey face, right? Monkey faces are adorable.
I mean, you take on the traits of the monkeys, so doesn't mean I would be able to throw shit at them.
Am I gonna get monkey powers?
All right. Would you rather surf in shark-infested waters or jump free fall with a parachute into the Grand Canyon?
You said with a parachute.
You know my answer.
Yeah, I can guess. Somebody's pawing.
She said skinny dipping.
I said surf in shark-infested waters. I know your ass can't surf.
Or free fall off the Grand Canyon.
I feel like either way I'm dead. So.
Yeah. I picked the canyon. 100%.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah, just a quick. That's it.
Fuck them goddamn sharks.
I'm about to get fucking ripped apart by dull teeth.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible. Yeah. Like, ate all my fucking chocolate cake.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Okay, fuck it. I'm jumping off a canyon.
Hey, is it okay to bring a puppy to a funeral?
What? No!
Of course.
The puppy is super cute. I just feel awful leaving him behind. If anyone thought it was a display of disrespect, then they shouldn't be there.
Bitch, your dog shouldn't be there.
Who the fuck brings a puppy? I wonder if it's... Like, are you the person that...
Like, are you dead?
No!
Like, are you the dead person?
Is it wrong to be dead at a funeral? Is it disrespectful because someone's already dead there?
So the other day I was talking about dead people.
Okay.
I was talking about my funeral.
Hey, speaking of the goblin shark... No, go ahead. You know you're doing
that thing is fucking ugly. Holy shit. Oh, God. But I was thinking, you know, like, I want to make my funeral, like, comical. I don't want to be cremated. I want to actually be stuck to a springboard in my casket. Like, just to get the last step. And I want on my fucking gravestone, like, on my tombstone, just to say ha. Like, just H-A.
Huh?
Yeah, put that in your mouth. You like that chocolate cake? How about them truffles?
It's so fucking dry.
How dare you talk about my truffles?
I'm so sorry.
Don't look at me. I mean, how funny would that be? Everybody's sitting there mourning and shit, and then all of a sudden, just the body just sits up like... I mean, it would be worth it.
Yeah.
Like, for the last lap, as far as death goes, I would love it.
I want to have a pool funeral.
Like a pool party.
Like an outdoors beach funeral.
Just pushing.
No, I want to die like the true Jedi. I want to be put on sticks and
burn. Oh, you want to be whalmed?
Whalmed.
We're going to send your casket out to sea covered in blood.
Yeah. No, the fuck you're not. Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, fuck, you already completed the first half of it of jumping off the cliff. Might as well put you in a shark.
He told me to!
Might as well go with the other.
After you jumped off the cliff and the parachute didn't open, then we're gonna have your funeral and see with the sharks.
Oh, I had a parachute?
Yes, you had a parachute.
Oh, you were just going to jump to your death.
Yeah, fuck them sharks, dude. I don't give a fuck.
No, fuck it, I'm dead.
The way
instantly, I'm going
to
kill myself.
The way it was shown to me, it wasn't like you could either go...
No, the jumping option was a parachute.
He said it was a parachute.
Okay, so it was supposed to be two fun activities, surfing and parachuting.
Two terrifying things that you should be able to survive. Like, if you can surf, you can stay on top of the water and probably make it to shore.
But if your chute will not open, you probably will not survive.
No.
Yeah, no. And
no,
if, and
you,
if you
might.
And if you can't surf and fall in the water, you'll probably not survive.
But
yeah, I didn't even know there was an actual parachute. I for sure picked that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a parachute.
No, it was definitely a parachute. What? What did you say about the truffles?
It's your candy apples.
Would you rather have hands instead of feet or feet instead of hands?
And you can't pick both. You either have two sets of hands or two sets of feet.
Yes. Okay, you know what? I would definitely choose my feet, though.
No.
I have to walk. I don't want to crawl for the rest of my fucking life.
Are you retarded, dude?
See, but
wait, what was your answer? I didn't listen.
You fucking stupid.
I just immediately knew I had to disagree. What was your answer?
Feet.
You feet want four
hands.
Feet.
Yes,
you gotta run around like a dog.
I mean, fuck it.
See, I thought hands. That way, I could like climb shit. I have hand feet
it's
like monkeys.
I didn't exactly. think about that.
Yeah, like beast.
Yes,
I didn't
yes.
think about.
So
that.
I ended up cool like an X-Men. You ended up
like a dog,
like a river pig, like a river pig.
Oh god,
you suck.
Does that make me
choices.
Faster?
No, it makes you dumber for having too many feet. Dumbass. You ain't even got enough
fucking
shoes.
Stupid.
Would you rather have a horse's tail or a unicorn horn?
I've already
where's
got
the horn?
A horse's tail, if you know what I'm saying.
Where's the horn located?
Oh,
it's a unicorn horn. It's
so it has
forehead.
To be on my head?
Yes, on your forehead.
Well, then fuck it. I just want to kill myself.
Oh my god, you can just have a tail though.
I don't want a tail. No, I want my unicorn horn to be blunt shaped and down below.
Shaped like what?
You would look so fucking stupid with the unicorn. Imagine
just
oh
a
my
boner
god,
all the time.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'd probably go with the tail.
Yeah. Even if it was on your forehead, though, like you're trying
no,
to walk into a room,
want that horn, though.
Hit your head on the fucking
right, just walk and get stuck in the wall.
Damn it!
Just walk around.
How wall. Fucking cool would it be to have a horn, though?
The best! Rah, 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 rah! Why would that be good?
That'll be fucking awesome. Like, come on, man. See, does it grow back?
The horn?
You're yeah. already about to
like
lose
if it broke, does it grow back?
You can't get rid of it.
So it always grows back.
No,
so
you're not going to break it off.
It's
no,
unbreakable?
It's there.
No, I'm saying, so like if I did some...
you break it off, you're going to have a stump on
if
your
I did
forehead.
Some like Hellboy shit and I like filed my fucking horns down...
Yeah, you'll have a stump on your forehead.
So it wouldn't grow back to a normal horn.
I don't know. I don't have one.
Are you sure?
Present this horn that you have.
So wait, okay, so I have a question.
I'll show you my
ah,
horn.
Ah, now you see.
Can I gel like the horse's tail? Is a horse tail just hair, or is it an actual tail?
No, it's like hair.
No, there's a tail in there.
There's definitely
there is a tail
in there. Like a little
no,
nub.
No, I want to see the nub. I want to see the nub. What's it look like? They've always had long, long hair.
Horse
ew,
tail
what if it's really skinny?
I guarantee oh. you, it looks like a naked, like, rat fucking
I need to see a bald horse tail. Because I did not know that those things had tails inside of them.
You know what's funny now that we say that? I had no fucking idea.
Right?
Yes.
About what?
That horses had tails.
That horses, I thought it was just hair.
Really?
Damn.
Are you sure they do have tails?
You don't see them swinging that shit around, swatting flies with it?
I don't think horses have tails, dude.
It's a nub, dude.
They have
is
tails.
It?
It's a fucking nub.
Oh, that's gross.
I'm trying to be
chill. Oh, I hate horses. They're not majestic at all. They're
funny.
Ugly demon
animals. They're just overgrown dogs.
Yeah. Oh, take it back. Oh, God. Horses' tails are fucking gross. What was the question?
Oh, no, another one?
Oh, no, I don't. Okay, then no. Ew, look at a big old dick hanging off his butt. I want the horn. Give me the horn all day. That tail is dumb.
It looks like a dick.
Ew.
It really did, too.
A stupid tail.
Oh,
horses
funny.
Have the stupidest tails.
It looked like a dick hanging off his butt.
All right, you're going to be in your own... Well, you're going to be in a new movie. Would you rather... You're given your choice. Would you rather be the villain or the hero?
Ooh, villain, villain, villain.
What is this? The villain? Who is he?
How does he do it?
Who is where?
Who is your daddy? And what does he do?
What does he do?
Put the cookie down.
It doesn't help me here.
What?
He's not giving any
description. Did you hear the question?
Yes. Villain or
you're going to be in a new movie. Would you rather be the hero or the villain?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Both.
Who are these people?
I have dual personalities.
I pick both.
How can we both turn into Arnold?
It's me, Arnold. And evil Arnold.
Yeah.
I know why, because he's done that. He was the hero and the villain in a movie.
Oh, he was Terminator. Yeah. I'm going to save these puppies. And then I'm going to crush them.
What are the character traits of the villain and the hero?
Well, one of them's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the other one's going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good guy, so either way, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Character traits. Good guy or bad guy, man?
Fuck it. I mean, I'll be the bad guy.
You picked wrong, because the bad guy has AIDS. Good guy doesn't.
See, this is why I asked these questions.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if Suicide Squad proved anything, villains can become very famous now.
Yes.
Yeah, but he has AIDS.
Yeah.
But
I'm the hero. Oh, what if it was the same movie? You fucked up. You're the villain, I'm the hero. Do you know what happens at the end of the movie?
Yeah, I win.
Wow, I don't know if you've seen the movies.
I won't break you.
You know how movies work.
At the end, I stop the bomb.
I don't think he knows how movies work.
No, he doesn't.
You don't.
Movies are just long commercials, right?
It's just really long commercials. Like those 2-hour long commercials.
There was a come on at night.
I gotta pee halfway through every time.
It goes like this. Plot, bad guy, evil laugh, villain gets stopped.
Yeah, villain loses.
You know what?
Because I'm a hero.
But guess what? The villain always gets away.
Well, Yes. Because in Inglourious Bastards...
That does not count.
Oh. They only get away in movies they're planning on making sequels
to. Okay, well, in Lion King, the villain gets eaten by a bunch of hyenas.
Yeah.
That's not true either.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You Scar made that up. Scar
dies.
You,
brother! Yeah. Long live the king!
No!
Jafar!
Would you rather be a famous movie star or a famous musician? I go movies.
I would say there's more money in movies.
Okay, so I have to pick music star then, right? I mean, they're both being drained by the internet.
I don't know. I feel like there's more money in movies.
Do I want to be Heath Ledger or the lead singer of Soundgarden?
There are plenty of actors out there,
but there are
that you know their names to that aren't really rich.
Name 17.
No.
Fan.
I will not hesitate to say no.
Like, did you know?
See, lately, like nowadays, though.
Will Smith has to work at a Target when he's not making movies.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think he checked me out the other day.
Yep. He checked me out, too. I was like, look at this. Big ass horse tail dick.
Bonus.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck, dude.
So, this has been.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was gonna end the show.
We were not done yet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We haven't even answered the question.
What was the question? I picked being the hero with the horse tail.
I want a hero
with a horse tail.
No. I would want to be probably a movie theater. Yeah, probably a movie guy.
I want to be a movie theater. Is that an option?
I want to be. Can I be a movie theater? Yes.
I want all.
I want to be the real safe. As a matter of fact,
want everybody to come inside and have a good time.
Yes.
Great.
No, wait a minute. I picked the music studio.
All my seats to vibe. They all have to vibrate.
Oh god.
Yeah, definitely movies.
And this has been another installment of.
What about those truffles, though?
Oh, wait, hold on. What happened with the truffles?
No, I was talking about the Reese's.
And we're done.